Hopefully for just a few moments we're going to share. As a fellow wrote in to the preacher, said, I enjoyed so much your lesson on suffering last week. And until I heard you preach, I never really knew what suffering was. So we hope that's not going to be the case this morning. We hope that you have made the decision to get up today, to come out to God's house. And I love the way that this place is transformed on a Sunday morning into God's house. Doesn't matter what's written out on the front of this building. Doesn't matter what activities take place. When two or three are gathered together, His presence, His Spirit, His leading, His guiding, His directing is guaranteed to be in the midst of us. When we come in and we just enjoy singing, as I've told you many times, and on a Sunday morning, sometimes the notes don't come out quite as high because it's a little early, but we are still filled with the Spirit of a living God. And there is joy. There is joy in knowing that you are trying to do what you can for the one that you could never, ever repay for what He has done for you. A little boy one time was speaking, and he was asked a question, and I believe he so truthfully answered. Just a few minutes, Brother Claude's going to come up, and he's going to, as soon as I go quickly out of this door, he's going to lead you in prayer. And you're going to have prayer requests, and I love a time of prayer requests. I'm going to head up those stairs and get in that vehicle, and I'm going to have my own little prayer. And that is that as I leave this morning, I'm not behind the one camper down here that actually pays attention to that 10 mile per hour limit that is all through this open area as I did last time I was here. You have somebody here that actually obeys the laws. And I thank God for that. I just wasn't too happy being behind that individual. Little boy was asked, and he said, you know, he says, sometimes I pray, but then sometimes I just say my prayers. Many times we find ourselves just saying our prayers. Sometimes we find ourselves sometimes going through the motions. But trust me, my friend, God will just have His way. His will be done. He will make things just work. In spite of you, in spite of me. And I thank Him today for what He is doing in my life, and I know what He is doing in your lives because you've made this decision to get up on this beautiful Sunday morning to come and to share with us. We can tell Kevin that the singing was better than when he was here. I would tell him that, but I don't advise you to tell him that. We can tell him that, oh, the Spirit moved. We say, amazing what could happen when you're not here, brother. And each one of us would know that we'd be poking a little fun at him because, trust me, folks, those are two dedicated people. They are people who just give so much of themselves. And this is a vacation for them that's quite special because they have both suffered losses, personal losses, such a short period of time. So I pray this morning that something that's said will bless your hearts. Some song that we sang will just lift your spirit. But most of all, I pray that you will just simply focus on God for just a few minutes as I read. Psalm 100. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. And if there is ever a description that can be given to the two that are on vacation today with Becky and Kevin, they serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing, and we did that this morning. The third verse, and what we're going to focus on today, know that the Lord, he is God. Amen. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. Open our minds and hearts. Let us receive that special thing that you have for each and every one of us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Third verse. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Have you ever walked into somewhere and just not quite know where you're supposed to go? I had the great fortune, the great invitation from the county of Fairfax, the county that I live in. I had the invitation that came from them in letter form to visit them at their courthouse. I walked in that courthouse, and my friends, that courthouse had changed a little bit since the last time I was in that courthouse. They spent a lot of money up there. I mean, that place is big. And it's got all kind of offices in it and places, and it's got elevators, and it's got stairwells and stairways, and this place to get here. It's got everything going on. And I walked in, and I looked around. And gladly, a young lady looked and said, with a smile, do you know where you're going? Because I had that look like I had no idea. I guess it was written all over my face. And she so kindly says, can I help you? I was in a store not long ago. Down the aisle come running a little fella. He was about that old. And one of the workers there just very kindly stopped him for just a minute and said, now, who do you belong to? You know what I'm talking about? Then I'm reminded of a story. It is told that over in Africa, there was a missionary who was sent out into the jungle. It is said that he had a very seasoned guide with him, and as the missionary was carrying his Bible, the guide was carrying his sword of the Spirit. He called his machete. And as they went through that jungle, he was chopping a path. And the missionary, getting very little excited over there and a little concerned, he looked around and he says, do you have any idea where we're going? Do you have any idea where the path is? And that guy turned around, looked at him, said, brother, he said, I am the path. I am the path. You have challenges in your life. We're always wanting God to kind of help us. in our way. We're in the midst of it. And we say, God, couldn't you just give me a little hint? Direction I'm supposed to go to. Couldn't you just show me the way? Sometimes he just, he'll give you a little hint there, a little hint there. But the main thing to realize is that he is the path. He is the one who is preparing the way for every direction that your life will take. You come down here on a Sunday morning. I know all you fellas can't be that bad, so I know all of you are not trying to get out of the doghouse or something for agreeing to come to church on a Sunday morning. So I truly believe that God is working in your life. And that you are here with open minds, open hearts. You're trying just for just a few minutes on a Sunday morning to come in and join in with brothers and sisters in Christ, to feel His Holy Spirit in His house. I don't think it's all about the donuts and the coffee, although I was very happy to see that coffee pot finally start to percolate over there. I tell you, you know you've arrived when they invite you down to come to preach and they hand you a cup of coffee. And actually the coffee inside of the cup is actually starting to chill down the empty cup. And they say, we must have a problem. Brother Claude says, I think we blew a breaker. The power's cut off because we know that the light is not lighting up on the coffee pot. But I tell you one thing, as we started singing, I was looking over because these are some things that I am personally concerned about. And I started to see above that little coffee pot, I just started to see the difference. You know, you can see that little steam coming up off it over there. I couldn't see the light, but I knew the light had to be working. And I got a feeling that that cup of coffee comes out of now and is going to be, I would say at least 80 to 90 degrees warmer than the one that I got today. Sometimes you just got to get plugged in. Sometimes you just got to go back to the power source. Sometimes you just got to read your Bible and ask God to reveal something precious and special to you. The questions are, where are you checking again, Sean? Okay. If that was not a hint for me to have a cup of coffee while I leave, I don't know what that is. There is one fellow that figured out my hint today. Amen. One or two creamers and just a little bit of sugar. When I'm wrong, get it rolling. You'll know the time. You'll know the time, brother. The questions are, where do you belong? Where do you belong? And you can't quite answer that question of where do you belong until you answer the big question. And that is, who do you belong to? I belong to Him. He sent His Son to die upon a cross for me and for you. You've heard these preachers come and share God's word over and over again. You've heard the stories ever since you were young. But it is amazing about how new it is made to me each time. When I am willing to open my heart, when I am willing to simply focus on the one who sent His Son to die for me. When I know that I know that I know who I belong to, all those other questions are not that important. I'm not quite as worried about the path because I know I am following the one who is the path in my life. I'm not concerned about the many turns that my life will take. Because I know without a shadow of a doubt that he will see me through each one. I know that even the things that I cannot even comprehend about the challenges that I will face in my life, and many of you have faced things that are so more challenging than I have ever experienced, but he will be the path to lead you through each one. So if you know who you belong to, then you can start to ask that question about, where do I belong? This morning, you belong right here. I know, because the coffee is getting warm as we speak. And then the question is how do you respond? And your response makes all the difference. The older I get, the more I learn about how the response is so important. I've seen many a child that runs in so excited about what went on that day. We were driving out of the project a couple years back, and it's a vision that stuck with me so clearly. There was a young boy, and he was walking down the sidewalk, and his arms were full like this. And this was around the second week of November, and in his arms so full that he had leaves that he picked up. They'd been piled up to be carried off, but he picked up a whole armful of them. And I got a little tickled. I stopped. I said, "Fella, what are you doing with those?" He says, "I'm taking them home to my mama because she says she loves the leaves." Now, I don't know what the response was when he walked in that door. But I always hoped that that response had been one out of love. Because although there may be a few leaves that got scattered around in the foyer, I believe that that mother knew exactly where the attitude of that son's heart was. It's in your response. People will come to you with things that they need to share. And God lead us and direct us in our responses. You will have a person that starts to talk. And you'll know that the subject they're talking about is not really the one they want to talk about. It's something so personal that they want to share with you. And they just don't quite know how to get to that point. So they got to start over here before they can get over there. You know what I'm talking about. You can be in tune to the needs of others. And your response makes all the difference. Even when you deal with God, if you will come into his house, enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, if you are thankful to him and have the goal in your life and this morning to bless his holy name, you will find that his mercy is everlasting. You will find that his truth endures to all generations. It is your response to God that makes the difference so much in your life. We have concerts up at church this Thursday. We're fortunate. This is your commercial time, Thursday night. Mark Trammell Quartet, 7:30 Mount Kemp. No. But it's amazing to me how people come in and how they respond to the music. People sometimes walk in and it looks like the life is so busy and they're going and had to get here and if this goes, and all of a sudden, the fellows will start to sing a song, maybe a slow one, maybe a hymn. And all of a sudden, that spirit of peace and thanksgiving comes over them. And you can see it in their faces how they are starting to simply praise God. And then occasionally we'll get one that I like. We'll get one that stands off on the side and says, "Glory!" And everybody goes. I had a lady that sat behind me in that church for many years. Nancy, you know who it is, don't you? And them fellows would come in and sing, and Evelyn, as soon as they would start singing, she'd start, she was a progressive shouter. She started low, glory, glory. About midway through, she was starting to say, sing it, boys, sing it. Then towards the end, she hit that pew to me and grabbed me and said, think about it, just think about it, what God has done. Somebody came to me one time and said, do you ever feel like you ought to straighten her out? And I said, oh, no. I said, let me tell you something that somebody very wise told me years ago. You have no idea what some people have been forgiven of. You have no idea about what they have been through in their life. So if they decide that they're going to get a little excited, if they decide that they're just going to worship in spirit and in truth, if they're going to decide that they're just going to shout a little bit, if they're going to sing a little bit louder, if they're just going to be excited about what God has done for them in their lives, I'm just going to say, God bless them. Bless them. I made sure I wore heavy shirts a lot of times, and she'd do that. Save the wear and tear on my shoulder. But as that dear saint has crossed over to the other side, I believe every time she hears the songs of Zion, she sings and shouts. Once you know who you belong to, you won't be worried. You won't be worried about the path that he's going to take you. In just a moment, you're going to have an opportunity to pray together. If there's any of you that have any questions about your spiritual standing, there are folks here who will just simply pray with you. They're not going to judge you. They're not going to talk down to you. They're going to simply, that's right, that's the key. That's the key, brother. That's the key. They're not going to talk down to you. They're not going to point fingers at you. All they're going to do is they're going to say, well, I tell you what, God loves you, and through his word, he has told me that I love you. And I believe that. They're going to share with you any needs you may have. Sometimes you just need to be prayed for. Sometimes you just need somebody to cry with you. Little Johnny on his way home, he stops and he's late from school. And he says, oh my goodness. And his mom says, where have you been? And he says, oh, I had to help Susie with her bicycle. And mother looked and said, well, you're not old enough to really help her repair her bicycle. I know, but I could sit there and help her cry. And that's what he did. Sometimes you just need somebody to share with you what's going on in your life. I don't have any big earth-shattering closing, but I'll tell you one thing. I believe that we've been in God's house today. I believe that we have felt his spirit. I believe that we have shared together songs of Zion, songs about the Master, songs that will hopefully lift your spirits. Claude's going to come and finish. He's going to lead you in prayer. And I just pray that you will simply thank him for who he is. There is a God, and you are not him. And I thank God for that statement. I worship him today in spirit and in truth. Brother Claude, if you'll come at this time.
In my head, the mountains too high, and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, I learn to stand. Lord, I can't even walk. Lord, I can't even walk.
Sweetest song I know. We're going to try this thing again or just go out there without it. It's up to you.
sing of Save the Price, and Jesus bore it all. I've heard them sing, I'm coming home, and hear the Master's call. I've heard them sing the modern songs and songs of long ago. But Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, is the sweetest song I know. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, no sweeter song could e'er be found. I've heard a fountain filled with blood, but Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, is the sweetest song I know.
It was a song my mama sang in sweet and humble voice. Like music from the world above, it made my soul rejoice. Its soothing words and melody, like rippling waters flow.
But Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, is the sweetest song I know. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, no sweeter song could e'er be found. I've heard him sing the modern songs filled with blood, but Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, is the sweetest song I know. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, oh how sweet is the sound, the sweeter song in this life could be found. Heard about where sinners blind are washed as white, white as snow, but Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, is the sweetest song I know. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, oh how sweet is the sound, the sweeter song in this life could be found. Heard about where sinners blind are washed as white, white as snow, but Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, is the sweetest song I know. But Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, is the sweetest song I know.
We're gonna feature Terry on this next song.
This is Terry here,
and
with the
it's
hair.
One that it's one that Terry enjoys so much, and he enjoys us because we don't sing with him, and that's really thrills his heart. It's a little version of Just a Closer Walk with Thee. So
oh,
Terry,
yeah.
If you'll just take off. Bill, this is where you work on your choreography. That's it. You got it. Now everybody sing with me.
Just a closer walk with thee.
just a closer walk. Just a closer walk.
Red in Jesus is my
way. Just a closer walk. Just a closer walk.
Living walking close to thee.
First words of when I wake up, tell them to me, you know?
What a glad thought.
What a glad thought. What a glad thought. One. That's the one.
Oh.
Just a test.
What a glad thought. They got it.
What a glad thought, some wonderful morning, just to hear Gabriel's trumpet sound.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more. Right, we meet our blessed Redeemer, with a glad shout I'll leave the ground.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up
morning,
to sleep no more, happy I'll be on heaven's bright shore.
Tell the story with the redeemed of all the ages, praising the one whom I adore.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more. Glory to God, I'll have a new body, changed in the twinkling of an eye.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more. Leave behind all trouble and sorrow, bound for that city up on high.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up to sleep no more, happy I'll be on heaven's bright shore.
Tell the story with the redeemed of all the ages, praising the one whom I adore.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
some glad morning,
to sleep no more.
Adorning,
oh, happy I'll be on heaven's bright shore.
Tell the story with the redeemed of all the ages, praise the one whom I adore.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up to sleep no more. Happy I'll be on heaven's bright shore.
With the redeemed of all the ages, praising the one whom I adore.
When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
when I wake up
to sleep no more.
All right.
Anybody would like to try that early in the morning, feel free to come on up and join us like that. That'll do.
We could get a little flat stool to stand on. Jennifer said she'd come
on. Oh. Jennifer. We love her. Well, four of us are there.
You may ask me how I know my Lord is real.
My Lord is real.
You may doubt the things I say and doubt the way I feel. But I know he's real today. His hand in mine, and that's enough for me. I will ever walk. He holds my hand.
He holds my hand.
He will guide each day.
I know he'll understand.
Till the day he tells me why he loves me so,
he loves me so.
I can feel his hand in mine. That's all I need to know.
His hand in mine. That's all I need to know. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer can still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky,
practice time this morning. Are you all ready to practice? We are. So
we've been practicing.
Well, obviously we hadn't practiced up enough on some of those. We got a new one over here.
Oh, no.
Oh yes. Now, wait a minute. Let's practice that one part. Come over here.
Give me
that music. Yeah, I'm over here now. In the middle part, let me have the backups on the lurch. When I go, God, tap, give me that pop.
Bop, 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 bop.
Ready?
Bop, 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 bop.
Ready?
Bop, 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 bop.
Ready?
Bop, 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 bop.
You'll know when to do that. You'll know when to do that when it comes to you like this. The thing we're hoping, these guys will know when to do that too when we get to that part over there. So we're going to start off with the chorus over there. I'll do the verse. You guys do the bop, bop. So slide over there close.
I got a new morning feeling dwelling in my heart today, because the love of Jesus came into my heart to stay.
I never
realized that I had lost my way until the love of Jesus washed my sins away.
I got a new
born feeling in my heart today.
God, I want to tell you about the Lord today. How we bop, bop. Wait. What is it again? One more time. Give me the bop.
Bop, bop.
One more time.
God,
I ought to tell you about the Lord today. How he took me in and washed my sins away. Filled me with the Spirit and amazing grace. Promised me a mansion and a resting place. Told me how the angel that was taught and sang. How we're going to make the hills and valleys ring. Maybe that's the reason that I feel so fine. All my raving troubles have left me behind.
I got a newborn feeling dwelling in my heart today, because the love of Jesus came into my heart to say.
I never realized that I had lost my way
until the love of Jesus washed my sins away.
I got a newborn feeling in my heart today.
I got a new feeling dwelling in my heart today,
because the love of Jesus came into my heart to stay.
I never realized that I had lost my way
until the love of Jesus washed my sins away.
I got a newborn feeling in my heart today.
I got a newborn feeling dwelling in my heart.
Because the love of Jesus came
came into my heart to say,
when I never realized I had lost my way,
I told the love of Jesus washed my sins away.
I got a newborn feeling in my heart today.
That was good. I mean, that was,
did you like that? I think they did good.
That was really good. I mean, that was impressive stuff.
We may have some replacements. That's good. I like it. Let's do a little.
What's that replacement talk?
What's that replacement talk? You don't want a fast one or slow one? Make up your mind.
Something slow.
Slow one. Let's do another slow one. Which one do you want to do? Claude, this is your.
I'm going to do a little as much. You...
Little as much. Oh, okay. Okay. Little as much. Ooh. You can do this. You can do this. I love this song.
In the harvest fields now ripened, there's a work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you.
Does the place you're called to labor seem so small and little known? It is great when God is in it, and He'll not forsake His own.
Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win.
Then the glory came down.
Then the glory came down.
I was saved from sin.
I was saved from sin.
Oh, the glory in Rome.
Oh, the glory in Rome.
I was happy and free.
I was happy and free.
I had heard a sweet voice.
I heard a sweet voice.
Sweet pardon to me.
Just a wonderful joy.
I was given with
it. I was given with it.
When the Savior in love.
When the Savior in love.
Save me from all sin.
I will praise His dear name.
I will praise His dear name.
For the wonderful victory
down in my soul.
And the joy in my heart.
And the joy in my heart.
All along the way.
All along the way.
I am longing to see.
I am longing to see.
Heaven's glorious city.
Streets of pure gold.
And to hear the Lord call.
And to hear the Lord call.
Come and live for me.
Come and live for me.
Such a wonderful joy.
I was given with
it.
When the Savior in love.
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 Save me from all sin.
Save me from all sin.
Amen. Goodbye, world of mine. Let's say goodbye.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh.
All my troubles, goodbye. Goodbye to His dear and His side.
Hey.
This world where I roam cannot be my home. I'm bound for a land in the sky.
Well, I
walk and I talk with my Lord. I feast every day on His word.
Heaven is near and
and stay here.
Goodbye, world, goodbye.
Now don't you grieve for me when I'm gone,
'cause I won't have to leave here alone.
And when I hear that last trumpet sound,
my feet stay on the ground.
I'm gonna rise with a shout, gonna fly. I'm gonna rise with my Lord to the sky. Heaven's here and I can't stay here.
Goodbye, world, goodbye. When I won't have the blues anymore, when I step across to that shore,
and I'll never find more I'll leave behind.
My heart aches and fears evermore. A day ain't good to then goodbye.
Tomorrow I'll rise up and fly.
Heaven is near and I can't stay here.
Goodbye, world, goodbye.
Now don't you weep for me when I'm gone,
'cause I won't have to leave here alone.
And when I hear that last trumpet sound,
my feet don't stay on the ground.
I'm gonna rise with a shout, gonna fly.
I'm gonna rise with my Lord to the sky.
Heaven is near and I can't stay here.
Goodbye, world, goodbye.
Goodbye, world, goodbye.
Goodbye, world, goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right.
Good. Brother Vaughn, this is Bill Buzz with Bob Mumford over there and Mr. Terry Lee. Just before you leave, Terry Lee, sit down there and play me a little.
I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I ain't gonna study study war no more, ain't I gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more, ain't I gonna study war no more, ain't I gonna study war no more.
You ready?
This little light of mine,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Ready?
Don't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan it out.
Oh.
I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me, oh Lord, and do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Look away me on the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. Look away beyond the blue.
Give the Mount Calvary Singers one more.
Oh, yeah.
Terry, thank you so much.
Good.
When you get up there, if I'm late, go ahead and preach, sing, lead them in prayer, do all like that, and, you know, make all those good things happen. When you, somebody find me a little sip of water, one of those
times.
That's all right, Sean, or somebody. It is a thrill. It is a joy.
Tap water's fine. Yeah. I drink tap water. I don't think after drinking this, I'll probably live to be about 110. Thank you. So, thank you. Oh, just good. That's good. Thank you.